Oh, I wish I was still in Benidorm drinking a nice creamy pint. Hello everyone, you're listening to Collision Chat. We are back, the podcast is back a week later than I actually planned on doing because, well, I guess you all know what it's like when you've been on holiday, vacation to you American listeners out there. When you go on holiday, it takes a little bit to get back into the groove of things. I had flipping heck, right? Just came back from this holiday, right? Came back and I had to catch up on 2 episodes of Collision, Money in the Bank, yeah? While all this is going on, I've got the G1 starting. So yeah, do you know what I mean? It wasn't an easy transition. Catching up on some of SmackDown as well. Some of that, I know like this is an AEW podcast, but catching up on some of the great segments from Roman Reigns and the Usos as well. Maybe I just turned heel. But yeah, so anyway, the podcast is back on today's show. I'll be speaking about my holiday in a second. But on today's show, we're going to be talking about week 3, week 4, week 5 of Collision, going into the ratings. And well, all roads are going to start leading to Wembley Stadium and that big weekend on bank holiday at the end of August. But yeah, so basically, I'm Daniel, yeah, and the podcast is back. So basically what we're going to be doing now, I can actually get my teeth into things. We are going to be back each and every week just giving an overall view of each Collision show and the state of All Elite Wrestling. I'm going to probably talk about some random stuff along the way as well. But yeah, so basically every... it's tough really because I've got 2 kids, third on the way. Yeah, we are actually finding out the gender of the third kid. Well, I'm finding out on Friday and then everyone else is getting told on Saturday. But yeah, basically, it's just, I mean, real life, it's tough. Got my own business, kids flying about everywhere. So yeah, so the plan is obviously Collision, as you can tell from my voice, I'm from the UK, so Collision is live over here, 1 in the morning till 3 in the morning on a Saturday night. I attend a lot of football games, so for me it's going to be quite hard to stay up. So what I'll be doing now, I'll probably be watching Collision on a Sunday morning usually. I'm going to try and record the podcast on a Sunday evening and get it all into your podcast feeds by Monday. So every Monday, subscribe now, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you find, listen to your podcast, really. Subscribe now, and every Monday, you will get an update. Collision Chat have posted a new episode discussing everything from that weekend's episode of Collision. So I was only just thinking, because obviously, when I'm working, I do listen to a lot of wrestling podcasts, and the coverage for Collision, I've found, there isn't actually that many shows dedicating a show to Collision. I don't know if it's just because it's on a weekend or what. Some of the bigger podcasts that I listen to, like, for example, Voices of Wrestling, do they have a show talking about Collision? I never really hear them mention it. But yeah. So basically, yeah, as I alluded to at the start, I feel like we're everywhere today. This show is just going to be basically, obviously, I can't really go too in-depth. Collision from, 2-3 weeks ago is sort of past now. So there's not really too much point going into all of that. But I will be giving an overview of what I actually thought of the show. It was a bad time to start, to restart podcasting, wasn't it? 2 weeks before I went on holiday. But that is when AEW decided to start with Collision, so I didn't really have much choice. So this is just like getting our feet wet. Next week, we will be diving in full and proper, talking about week 6 of Collision. But for the time being, we're going to be talking about some of the AEW topics over the last few weeks as this show progresses. But yeah, so myself, I basically went on holiday to Benidorm and went to go and watch my football team, Preston North End. We played a pre-season game against a team called Brunos from Gibraltar. So pretty much, most of the lads from Preston flew over to Benidorm, got on the piss for a couple of days. Me and my girlfriend was actually there for 10 days. So yeah, it took a while to get back into the groove of things, but yeah, great holiday. Benidorm is a wild place. If any of American listeners are wondering, go to Benidorm. I'd be curious to see what you all think of the place. It is a crazy place. But yeah, recharge my batteries and now back into the gist of things. For the last 2 weeks, I've been back about 10 days now. So I've been trying to plug the microphone in, but real life has got in the way of that. But I've watched so much wrestling, so much wrestling. I mean, we're going to get into the AEW side of things, but I mentioned at the start, Money in the Bank, some of the great. I watched a match the other day. Nakajima had a match against Ken Omiyahara, right, on the Noah show. It was absolutely incredible. I don't know if any of you listen, watch Japanese wrestling, even if you don't, go and watch this match. It's in saying to my friend Neil, it's probably in the top five matches of the year so far. So off topic, AEW, not on the AEW topic, but go and check that match out. Why is weird getting back into the groove of podcasting? See, just like a little sneak behind the curtains, I'm basically recording this show. As soon as it finishes, got to jump in the shower, yeah, get in my van, go and pick my son up, and yeah, full dad role for the night. But yeah, I wanted to get this episode out. I got up early, I got this morning, 6 o'clock, I got up this morning to watch Blood and Guts as well. So yeah, feeling a little bit rusty. Right, we're going to start by talking about probably the main topic really for in terms of this show for the last couple of weeks, and that is those collision ratings. Now, week one, as we spoke about, did a decent number. I think, what was it, like 800,000-900,000 around then. Week two did a little bit less. I think it was 680 off the top of my head. But on week three, the news broke. That taped version of Collision, that did 452,000 viewers, doing a 0.13 in the 18 to 49 demo. And I was shocked. I was like, wow, that is a low, low rating. For the third week that CM Punk was back, to go that low. I mean, I know the show was like taped, so it wasn't actually, just to be fair, live doesn't actually make that, whether a show's live doesn't actually seem to make that much difference in terms of ratings for WWE, but this did with Collision. It wasn't, to me, I read a lot of, obviously I was just keeping up to date on Twitter and stuff while I was on holiday, I read a lot of, quite a lot of criticism about the show, saying that it wasn't actually that good, but I myself didn't think it was that bad, to be honest. I mean, the show, it opened up with Ethan Page and MJF. They did that whole thing. I thought that was, well, it wasn't breathtaking or anything. It was decent. It's what AEW do. They always give the rub or like a big spot to like the hometown guy when they go to a certain town, specific town, like you've seen off the top of my head. Who gets featured? Like, say, they'll do Darby Allin if they go to like the Seattle area. Or MJF's a babyface when they go to, what's it called, where MJF's from? Anyway, some shithole in New York, whatever. Rhode Island, is that what it's called? Rhode Island? Long Island, that's the fucking place, yeah. Long Island, they feature MJF quite heavily. If they're on them shows, MJF's featured heavily all the time. But the show, do you know what I mean? It was alright when MJF got the win. We got the Bullet Club promo, which was another notable thing on the show. There was a lot of tournament matches on the show, and they had Will Hobbs beating Dustin Rhodes. The main event was Roderick Strong versus Samoa Joe. Maybe you can put the low rating down to the fact Punk wasn't really featured. I mean, he was on commentary for the main event, but it wasn't. It was probably out of the five Collision shows, it was the weakest one, but it wasn't by any means a bad show at all. I say, we're going to go more into the reviewing when we review on the next episode, week six. This is just going to be an overview. Samoa Joe basically choked out Roderick Strong, and he's been sporting a neck brace on Dynamite ever since. Not sure what the reason is he hasn't gone on Collision to take revenge on Samoa Joe, but I probably gave this episode about 6 out of 10. It was, I'd say, a tape show. I think it was in Hamilton, which is actually where my great-granddad lives in Canada. It was from Hamilton. So yeah, the crowd, this was the shows where the crowd, like, they were worrying about selling tickets, and the crowd was quite quiet for this. As I say, week four show, the next week, I thought that was a decent show. Week four did an improvement in the ratings. This did 580,000 viewers, doing a 0.21 in the 18 to 49 demographic. This show, as I said, we're not going to go deep into these shows because it's been and gone. But the main event was CM Punk versus Samoa Joe. That was a good match. Thought they did quite well. Obviously, they had the infamous series of matches in Ring of Honor back in 2004, 2005. This wasn't on the level of those matches, but they did some nice throwback spots to those matches in this match. If you've not gone and checked those matches out now, I think one of them is on YouTube. Sure, you'll be able to find the other two. But after the match, Punk basically tries to give Joe. Punk wins via roll-up, basically. Punk goes to shake his hand, but Joe beats down CM Punk. And then it's a bit weird. They didn't really, like, no mention of it really last week on the show, which I thought was a little bit of a surprise. But yeah, that was a decent main event. We got a really, really strong match in the middle of the show. It was Juice Robinson and Jay White, who have been probably the highlights of Collision, really. They've been great so far. They had a very, very good match against FTR in Tag Team Eliminator. FTR actually lost this match Juice Robinson got the pin on FTR for this, and that would lead to week 5's 2 out of 3 falls match that we all watched this week. But yeah, so we had the strong... what I like about Collision, which they just feature certain characters, like FTR, Bullet Club Gold, and CM Punk are all over this show, and you get more time... with Dynamite, sometimes that much stuff goes on, you barely get to even, like, comprehend or get into the characters, whereas this, I can, off the top of my head, I can pretty much tell you what's going on in every week of Collision. Whereas if you asked me to say what happened on Dynamite last week, do you know what I mean? You'd struggle to say, because that much seems to happen on Dynamite. This is more of a... Collision has turned out to be more of an old-school wrestling show, whilst Dynamite is more like bang, 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 100-mile-an-hour stuff. But yeah, this was a good show. Overall, I give week 3 probably 5.5 out of 10, 6 out of 10 really, 6 out of 10. Week 4 would get a 7 out of 10. This was another strong show. One very good match and one good match on the show. And then week 5 was this week, well, about 4 or 5 days ago. That show did 579,000, doing a 0.2 in the 18 to 49. So yet again, that did... Do you know what I mean? They seem to be sinking in now around the late 500,000s. I mean, I was kind of hoping Collision would be doing around 700,000, but if it did 580,000 for pretty much 2 weeks in a row, you can do stuff to get more viewers. So hopefully we can get the show back up to 700,000. Now, week five was a great episode of Collision. Really enjoyed the show. It was probably the best show to date, I'd say. I mean, the match, obviously, Juice Robinson and Jay White had their 2 out of 3 falls match with FTR for the tag titles. This match actually took up the first hour of the show, and they had a lot of people are calling it a classic. I had Lance Storm say that he thought it was one of the best matches he's ever seen. Meltzer said it's the best TV tag match in North American history. I mean, I thought the match was very good. To great, I'd probably go 4.25 on the actual match itself. I think the first fall was slow, which you'd expect. You know what I mean, if they're gonna go for an hour, the second fall, I thought that was absolutely outstanding. That's where it peaked. The match peaked at the second fall, and then the third fall was just a bit. Do you know what I mean? It was good, but you want your match to peak at the end, and that's been sort of the theme for both of their matches. The match actually peaked in the middle towards the end, but then the last minute or two didn't really peak for me. But yeah, still 4.25 for the second match, the 2 out of 3 falls, and I'd probably go 4 stars for the first match. So we're getting good matches each week. We're getting CM Punk each week. Ricky Starks versus CM Punk was the main event on this show. Now that was a good match. Good match. Probably go about 3.5, 3.75 on that. But this match, the theme for all these last few weeks, week 4, Punk in a lower attendance, Punk actually got a decent reaction. But in Calgary, the attendance was like 5,000-6,000. And I'd say the crowd was probably 70-30 in the favour of Starks. There was CM Punk chance breaking through, as there always will be. But a lot of people were getting behind Ricky Starks in the match. Ricky Starks actually won via roll-up with his hands on the rope, believe it or not. And Ricky Starks won the Owen Hart Trophy. So yeah, Punk is going to I feel like this is just going to slowly break. I mean, I actually don't want him to turn heel. He's just best off doing what he's doing. He's getting booed in most places. He's getting cheered in certain places. Just keep going. You don't, with Cody, they could do what they did with Cody with this, where Cody was, getting booed by 70 to 80% of the audiences, but it makes it loud because the 20% of fans that do, love him, and they're going to be loud. So it's sort of like an event. The CM Punk matches and the CM Punk promos have been sort of like an event so far on Collision. And it's must-see television, which is exactly what AEW need, because, let's be honest, WWE, they've got their must-see TV in Roman Reigns and whatever the Bloodline are doing at the moment, whereas AEW, really, what's must-see on AEW at the moment? There's not actually a great amount, really, that's must-see. I'm still enjoying the shows. But, yeah, so overall, thoughts on Collision. I mean, we've had three... I say week three wasn't the best, but I've really enjoyed the shows. I think they're more for the traditional fan of pro wrestling, whereas Dynamite is its own separate world, it seems. But yeah, great stuff. I mean, if you watch Dynamite, it just seems weird. I'll be honest with you, I'm actually struggling with this episode. I'm talking about stuff that happened weeks ago. Maybe I'm just going to have to record when I actually go on holiday in a few months' time. Touch wood. But yeah, upcoming. I watched... There's not really much more I want to actually touch on the shows. But basically, I'm going to go into some AEW news for you now. And basically, what I want to talk about is MJF versus Adam Cole feud. Now, I know you're thinking, hold on, this is Collision Chat. This isn't happening on Collision, this is happening on Dynamite. But this is basically Collision Chat, it's just the branding. We're going to be talking about AEW, well, solely on this show. And the MJF Adam Cole feud, it's sort of like, it's getting a lot of people talking. And talking strongly. And I'm going to allude to this. I want to go into detail on this next week. I actually think MJF should turn face. And Adam Cole should be the heel in this. So that is going to be spoken about on next week's show. I want to talk about the 12 pay-per-view stuff. Because we're looking at AEW basically going to be doing 12 pay-per-views going forward. It's looking like. Tony Khan basically said to Dave Meltzer, he was talking about that. And he basically said, look, as a successful wrestling company ever failed by having more pay-per-views. So it looks like he's basically saying, yeah, we're going to be having more pay-per-views. Anyway, I did say this wasn't going to be a long show. I just wanted to get my feedback, and I haven't really enjoyed the show, if I'm honest, because it's just tough talking about stuff that's happened weeks ago. But as I say, I'm going to be recording on Sunday. We're going to be talking about Collision week six on that show. So make sure you subscribe now. As I say, just search Collision Chat, subscribe, and we will be there reviewing week six of Collision. I am your host, Daniel. As I say, this is going to be a short show because I don't really want to, I don't know, I just wanted to dip my toes back in. And I'm going to be diving fully in on Monday for week six of Collision, where we will be discussing that show. Thanks for listening, everyone.